Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 27th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up,
a greater focus on efficient returns for unsuccessful applicants will also be introduced, along with accelerated processing.
Ireland to strengthen its immigration rules, and investigations continue into fatal Mayo road crash. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Justice Minister will seek Cabinet approval today for Ireland to opt into the EU Asylum and Migration Pact. If agreed, it'll result in what's been described as effective processing of asylum and migration applications, which will require much shorter timeframes and will be mandatory. Alan Cantwell has more.
The pact will oblige states to conduct enhanced screening and security checks on those arriving at borders, and will also provide more effective ways for countries to cut down hugely on secondary movement. The legislative changes will provide for legally binding timeframes for making decisions on international protection applicants and appeals. A greater focus on efficient returns for unsuccessful applicants will also be introduced, along with accelerated processing, including for those from safe countries, those with no or false documents, and those who have crossed borders illegally. New dedicated accommodation will be provided for those who are being processed in the border procedure or who are due to be returned to another country. It will also see countries having to either make a financial contribution or agree to relocate some asylum seekers from countries facing particular pressures.
Investigations will continue this morning into a road crash in Mayo in which a woman and two girls were killed. The car they were in hit a lorry on the N17 at Castlegar near Claremorris yesterday afternoon. News Talk Sheila Nocton reports from the scene.
There's a real sense of shock in the air this morning as people wake up to the realisation that three more lives were lost on our roads yesterday. The incident happened on the main route between Galway and Sligo shortly before 2 p.m. No other injuries were reported. Late last night, both the car and a van, which was not directly involved, were taken from the scene. However, the road remained closed overnight as emergency services struggled to remove the truck. The identities of the victims are not yet known, but it's believed they're not local and are from Galway. Gardaí have also issued an appeal for images of the scene, which are circulating on social media, not to be shared any further. This crash comes just hours after business owners Tom and Eileen Mahon both died in a house fire in Swinford, just 30 kilometres away. Sheila Nocton on the N17, Castlegar, County Mayo.
A proposed auto-enrolment pension scheme will be discussed by senior ministers this morning. Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys will seek approval from Cabinet for the landmark proposals. News Talk's Andrew Louth reports.
800,000 private sector workers will be automatically enrolled in a pension plan under the proposed legislation. It will work similar to the old SSIA scheme, whereby for every €3 a worker puts in, their employer will match it and the state will top it up by €1. If approved by government, it's believed the Automatic Enrolment Retirement Savings System Bill will begin its passage through the Oireachtas after the Easter recess. It's understood Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys wants to have it enacted as quickly as possible so that the first contributions can begin on January 1st, 2025. Also due before Cabinet this morning, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly will provide an update on the 2024 waiting list action plan, and Housing Minister Dara O'Brien and Higher Education Minister and incoming Taoiseach Simon Harris will look for approval to ensure student accommodation contracts are confined to the academic year only.
Almost one in two teachers say they've been injured physically by a student over the last 12 months. A new survey from the INTO found that while 41 of those injured needed medical attention, only 6% took assault leave as a result. The teaching organisation says members need comprehensive training on managing aggression and supporting children with additional needs. The INTO's Maureen Ní Chéilleachar says teachers face a range of worrying behaviours.
Being bitten, being punched, being kicked, being spat out, and people have reported being hospitalised as a result of the physical aggression in schools, and 11% of the teachers missed more than 3 days of school as a result of what had happened to them.
The US president says two pro-Palestinian protesters who interrupted his speech about healthcare yesterday do have a point. The demonstrators were swiftly removed from the event in North Carolina, but as they were being escorted out, Joe Biden agreed, saying we need to get a lot more care into Gaza.
Everybody deserves healthcare.
In entertainment news, a lawyer for Sean Diddy Combs has described police raids on his properties as an unprecedented ambush and a gross overuse of military-level force. The rapper's homes in LA and Miami were searched by authorities on Monday. They were reportedly carried out in connection with an ongoing investigation into alleged sex trafficking. The star's team insists he's innocent and will continue to fight to clear his name. And in sport, in soccer, John O'Shea claimed last night he was ready and capable of being a full-time manager. His interim stewardship of the Republic of Ireland came to an end last night with a 1-0 defeat to Switzerland at the Aviva. FAI Director of Football Mark Canham claimed earlier this month a permanent Republic of Ireland manager will be appointed in early April. John O'Shea says he's ready for a full-time job, be it with Ireland or another team.
For me, the full focus was, look, the two games, enjoy the moment in terms of learn from it, really understand it, learn about myself in terms of how I cope with the situation with the games, and learn, do I want to do it more? And look, its emphatic answer for me will be yes, but where that is, let's wait and see.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.